Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's about being transparent, brutally honest, biblically sound, and offering both hope and help for men. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Another.
And Dave is here in the house with Raul.
Wow. How do you like how I threw my voice? It threw my voice like that. Just, yes. And Dave is in the house. All right. Good to have you, bro.
Hey, thanks. And we're about, you know, we're in a season right now. And that season, if we look ahead, is going to be changing. And so I was reflecting on praying for the seasons that come, like in our life.
Yep.
And that, you know, we go through different types of seasons. And it's an area that we can pray ahead and go to the Lord, because God knows what we're going to face in the future and what's coming down the road. And our faith is increasing day by day, and He is working on our character to face these different seasons that we're going through. And, yeah.
And they just line up with what He has in store for us, I'd like to think, especially when we go to Him in prayer. Right, He sort of reveals to us, kind of get nudges on our heart in certain areas that these are things that maybe we need to keep lifted or be prepared for.
Yes, absolutely. You know, yeah.
So, all right. That sounds like encouragement.
You know, and it really wasn't the encouragement where I was going, but it's all worked out that way. So
there you go.
You know, the good news is God is in control, despite the circumstances in our life, the seasons that we're going through.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to fathom that He is in control, because He could make our world a perfect existence with no problems and everything, but that's not how it's designed.
He did at one time.
That's correct. That's our hope. Yeah,
to be back there once again. And that's only through a relationship through Jesus Christ to God.
Yes.
And so as a result of that, hey, but it's about seeking Him. He reminds us that, hey, in seeking Him, that He will reveal more of who He is to us. You know?
Yes, absolutely.
That we'll find Him in seeking Him.
Yeah.
You know? And so Jeremiah 29:13, I think that is something like that, somewhere in there. But anyway, I'll look it up somewhere during the show.
All right.
True. But anyway, there's your encouragement, whether you like it or not. Well, here's the topic for the day.
Topic for the day is God's promises. And you talk about the future, and one of the promises God has given us is a future with Him in heaven, where there will be no pain or suffering. And that is one promise of 1,000 that are out there.
As I'm feeling a little uncomfortable this morning because of some physical labor I did put into efforts this weekend, I just, that's good.
Just think, when we're sweeping the, you know, the streets of gold in heaven, our backs will not hurt.
Ooh, I like that. All right. Well, you know, I hope I get the chance to sweep.
Yeah, me too, man. I'll take that any day.
So anyway, so yes, the main topic is about these promises of God. And you know what? There's a few of them around in that Bible, right?
There
you know,
definitely is.
More than two or three.
Yes, there. To be exact.
Matter of fact, I've seen some Bible, devotionals, in a sense, say 199 promises of God.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one of them that I've seen. I've seen some other ones, just promises of God. And but anyway, they have different numbers on them. And but you have a number.
Well, the number I pulled off the internet is that there's
the one. Internet?
Yeah.
They told
well, that's
us.
A great resource, you know. I couldn't go through and count them all. Take me eternity to do that. That's why we have others that, you know, help us in this, which is great. I'm so thankful.
So how many promises do they find in the Bible?
1,260 promises 1,260. Of God.
1,260.
Yes. Full of encouragement. And his promises are for his children to receive and to claim. Yes. And there's still some that are not fulfilled that God has promised, you know, that he is coming back.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's our hope, our anticipation. You know, we look to every day is the hope of Christ coming back again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So what is a promise?
Well, a promise is what God has given us to rely on in the hope it's his word spoken to us that will not return void.
Yes.
And it's an encouragement and a hope that we can rely on his promises to get us through the day and to know what to expect for the future.
Yeah, yeah. And these are things that the only way of knowing these things is through a relationship with him.
That's correct, yes. And, you know, to know his promises is to study him, because I don't, honestly, the reason I bring this up is because I'm not good at this. I'm not good at knowing God's promises. But I do know that if I know his promises, they will strengthen me, and that I can hold on to God himself through times of trial and challenges, and even in good times, you know, in praise and being thankful.
All right. So how did you want this to kind of go today?
You know, I wanted to share promises, you know, for encouragement and encourage our listeners to dive into God's word, to study his promises, you know, to search those out. Because you know, there's been times where I'll have a promise and I'll know it, I'll memorize it. You talk about the 199 promises, you know, and the and I've had those, and I've put them in my pocket, kept them in the car, and they are just a great resource. And
of
you can,
encouragement, there's no doubt.
Absolutely.
That's what this is all about.
That's what it's all about.
You know?
Yeah. So what are you thinking?
So what am I thinking?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about a promise that when you have more than one bunny around, it makes more bunnies.
That's going to happen, yes.
We had a little incident with our my wife out there gardening, doing a little watering, noticing what she thought was a rodent. Well, it is, kind of, with big ears. Little tiny one. Anyway.
So living by faith is finding a promise of God for your problem or need and receiving it. Go to God and his word with your problem or need, and realize God's word to fit your situation.
So there are certain specific promises for each of us.
Absolutely.
And even though we read one, may not apply in our life at that time, but maybe somewhere down the line, it will.
Sure, absolutely. And so many of us are in the working world, and there's a certain percentage of us questioning, okay, God, are you going to supply all my needs? And what does God's word say about that? God's word says that in Philippians 4:19, that he shall supply all of our needs, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And that's a promise of God.
Right.
And so how do you hang on to that despite, you know, a situation you're going through, and you hear testimony after testimony of people saying, geez, you know, it came down to the 12th hour before I was able to, you know, receive something. And that's God's faithfulness. And not that that happens all the time, but those are his promises. He knows our needs. And it's so easy to, you know, look at our circumstances and think, oh, I got to do something and I got to jump in there. And yeah, you may have to jump in there with prayer, but keep your eyes on the Lord. And that, you know, there's that, the vertical looking up, and then there's the horizontal. And so many times we look at the horizontal in our circumstances.
Everything that's around us, surrounding us and everything.
Yes, and not trusting, you know, and we can still trust the Lord, but we're still looking to him, you know, to supply our needs.
Yes.
And, you know, and I try, when I pray, I try to pray along the lines of the Lord's Prayer. Because that's a good, not that I recite it word for word, but, you know, the first thing is about being thankful, you know, in the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
And, you know, that he will supply our needs in that, and not to lead us into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. I mean, those are great, great things that, you know, we can start our day off.
Well, praying the word of God is something else in itself. You know, that's not saying that we're not going to talk about it right now, but that is something that is so important, and to be able to get to that place of attempting to master it, in a sense, of being able to make it part of your daily devotional to him.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
In prayer. So, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, knowing God's promises and storing them in your heart increases your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And solely, I mean, God brought us into his kingdom to look to him, to trust in him, and that he will never forsake us or leave us. And that's a promise out of Hebrews.
Right.
You know, that he will never forsake us.
Right.
And so many times we're looking at what we're going through and we're asking, where are you, God?
Yes.
You know, in the midst of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, and we could see our children going through a challenge and wondering, oh, what is going on here? We may have that understanding, you know, oh, God's trying to teach him something, but you can hang on to his promises that he's going to take care of your children because his word talks about it.
Right, right. Well, so often we end up looking at the circumstances that we're in, and then we pray and we ask and say, okay, Lord, I see what you're saying here. But there are certain situations in our own lives that maybe we're not receiving that promise necessarily because of other things that are taking place in our lives.
Yes.
Sometimes the sin that's in our lives.
That's right.
That all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute here. My daughter's sick and, you know, she needs to be healed and, you know, whatever it might be, whatever the situation might be. You may, sure, you love your daughter and you want the very best for her. But if, on the other hand, you know, in your life, you've got sin taking place. That is I'm talking about an intentional sin, a conscious sin, a secret sin, one that I have going on behind the scenes.
That would hinder your prayers.
Would hinder my prayers. Okay. And not just that, you know, the Lord is, you know, going to sit there and just, you know, we're to learn from this stuff also.
Yes.
You know, not only for, in other words, in requesting something for someone else, but also, what is it that I need to learn? What is it that I need to be doing here? And these promises, like you had mentioned, so often they're the ones that, keep us going because it increases our trust in him.
Yes.
Also, you mentioned about the faith and trust, you know. And that is what is necessary to be able to continue moving forward down this path that gets narrower and narrower all the time.
Yes. And where would we be without God's promises?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we would be stuck in our past, in our sin, and trying to struggle through and scrape through life if we didn't have God's promises.
Yes.
And the great news is that we, despite even not knowing him, his promises are still true. And he doesn't go against his word. But when we are enlightened by his promises, the encouragement that that gives us to proceed into the future and go forth. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can look at our past. And the cool thing about this is man didn't drum up this stuff. God did.
Right.
You know, he gave it to us as a gift.
Right.
To solely rely on him and to look to him and to praise him and thank him,
yes,
you know, for what he has done.
And so often when we look at both the Old Testament and the New Testament, I mean, God started speaking promises right at the very beginning, from early on, of letting everyone know, including us who end up reading this, who weren't there at the time, to hear it, so
yes,
to speak, right? And yet it still applies to us today.
Yeah, that's right. What I find amazing is that you look, there's 66 books in the Bible.
Yes.
And they're all written, you know, a lot of them are written by different individuals. Mm-hmm. And they all point to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, man could not coordinate that and put that all together as you look to God and you think, boy, how in the world did you do that, God?
Right.
You know? Right. And it's just an incredible thing. I mean, for me, it's unfathomable how, you know, it all came together. Because before I was a Christian, there was, you know, none of those things in my life.
Yes.
You know, it's
yes.
like, how can man think of this? Because we're bent, we're bent the other direction.
Yes.
You know, to sin and to fulfill our selfish needs. And
well, those became a priority in our life.
Yes.
And until God becomes a priority in our life, nothing changes.
Yeah.
You know, we continue doing the things that feed the flesh, so to speak. And that ends up allowing us to stay in the darkness and not hearing what God has to say to us.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? So when it comes to these promises, how often, let me ask you this. No, let me do this instead. Let's take a break. And then we'll come back, and I just want to know a little bit about the first promise that you recall ever retaining or remembering.
Okay.
When you first became a follower of Jesus. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
If you're a man that is struggling with alcohol, drugs, pornography, money issues, gambling, there is hope for you. On Monday nights, we have Valiant Warriors, and I invite you to come and check this out. You will come to learn very quickly that you're not alone in your challenge, that there's no judgment nor condemnation. A group of men who are willing to say, I need help. If you live in Whatcom County, come and check us out on Monday nights, every Monday night at 6 p.m. You will not regret it, because there is hope and you can break free. For more information, go to bandofbrothersforchrist.org and click on Valiant Warriors.
Sometimes you want something permanent to remember a special event, such as a groundbreaking for a new business or community park, or a monument to remember the life of a loved one. Whether it's a bench marker, bronze memorial, or a traditional stone monument, you'll find markers at the most affordable prices through Cascade Monuments. They even have special flag case memorials and keepsake urns. Shop at your convenience online by going to cascademonuments.net. Cascade Monuments, for an affordable, fitting tribute to the special places, events, and people in your life.
Faithplace.org, Biblical Advice Talk Radio.
When I started listening to you, I started finding that guidance of how to get closer with God and how to rely on Him.
It keeps my feet grounded.
I listen to the podcast while I work.
It's a refreshing feel for me, because there's a lot of times I get tunnel vision. You know, I think it's only happening to me, or it's a... this is the way that it has to be, and there, all of a sudden there's another perspective.
It's convenient. I can listen whenever I want, and I can stop, and I can rewind, and I can listen to old shows and listen to new shows. There's no one that I know that would tell me the things that you guys say in your podcast, the things that I needed to hear.
If you've been helped through our internet talk show ministry, Band of Brothers Radio, The Debbie Chavez Show, and The Carolyn Merriman Show, please make it possible for us to continue reaching out with the hope of Christ. Make a tax-deductible donation by clicking on the purple Donate button at faithplace.org.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. Dave and Raul in the studio, and we're I thought, was there anything you wanted to prelim this?
Well, you actually asked me to come back with one of the promises of God.
Yes, I knew there was a, yes. I'm glad you remembered
that.
That's why I have a younger guy in here with me, to remember things like that.
Well, you know, they keep saying to, take your vitamin B.
B or D?
B, because it helps on your memory retention. The problem is I keep forgetting to take it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well,
this is not the
maybe
comic
you can remember that.
Let me write me a note, will you?
All right, if I remember.
Send me an email. I'll flag it.
Okay.
All right.
So I would say for several years now, this one verse, Romans 8:28, which is common to a lot of people, has been a promise that I hang on to that comes back more often than not.
Right.
And it is, and that we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And I know in my heart that God has called me to his purpose, to live a life with him. And despite the world that we live in and everything that we go through, that all things are going to work for good.
Yes.
And ultimately, in the end, it's going to work for the good of us being in eternity with him.
Yes.
And that is the biggest promise of all of that and the thought. But I know that day to day, you know, that whatever I'm going through, I may not see it clearly. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. It talks about us not, mm-hmm. you know, seeing things clearly through a dim mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't see it all. We can't, you know, wrap our head around what God is doing in our lives. Mm-hmm. But the promise is that I know that he's going to work all things out for good.
Yes.
You know, and I just continue to pray to him and put my trust in him. And, you know, and I know a lot of us are doing that out there. You know, we can't see it clearly, but we know that he is working all things out for good.
Yes. You know, one of the things that I love is the fact that he will comfort us, that he will actually take care of us. And that in hindsight, when I looked at the people who actually did that for me, they actually gave away what God had given them, okay? They gave it to me, and in turn, I end up giving it away. And that comes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. So the comfort that he gives us, we give that away, and then all of a sudden it's like everyone is a winner.
Yes, absolutely.
Everyone is a winner, you know. And so that's where everyone is blessed. Everyone receives the comfort from God, okay? And then in turn, we tell them of the comfort of God and that relationship and what can happen as a result of it. You know, you no longer have to live this way. You don't have to live your life in a manner that is, there's no rhyme or reason to it other than just make more, get more.
Right, thing, yes. You know? And to go along with that, God promises peace in Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And some of these promises are just very simple promises to sustain us in a fallen world. You know, I'm driving here this morning. I'm looking at my foggy window and I'm thinking, you know, this is part of the fall. This is just not good. And I'm like, I just cleaned my window like 2 weeks ago and I have to do it again. You know, what's up with this? You know, and I'm thinking, okay, well, in heaven, I'm not going to have to worry about this foggy window.
That's, yeah, you won't. Don't worry about that. You know, in Philippians 1, verse 6 says, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. So, in other words, he's working on me.
Yes.
He's been working on me. And he's not done working on me or on you.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know? And that just when we sit there and go, gee, how much longer can I, or how long do I have to keep living like this or doing this sort? Well, you just keep seeking the Lord, then as a result of that, he's going to end up eventually revealing to you what it is. You'll see it.
Yes,
you
can't absolutely.
Help it. You can't help but see it.
Well, and I believe it's in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 15, and it's in that neighborhood there, and it talks about us seeking him, and he will let us find him.
Yes.
There's so many verses that reference that we keep pressing and seeking God and not giving up. You know, it's easy to give up, but I take the approach that God wants us to keep pressing into him.
Yes.
You know, and not to give up. Keep seeking his promises
yes.
and pressing into him. You know, and I believe that as we just continue to press in,
right.
You know, seek his word, his promises when he has for us, he'll just continue to reveal to us,
yes.
You know, what it is that he wants us to know about
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. In Jeremiah 29:11, a lot of people know this one, but it's always good. But I like adding 12 and 13 to it also. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So he's saying here's a promise, man. You know, you're gonna have a life that is not gonna be anything like it is right now. It's gonna be different than the way it was in the past, but you continue seeking me with all your heart. And in doing so, I'm going to give this to you. This is what's going to end up taking place to you. So the more that we continue seeking him. So just for clarification, what does that seeking him look like?
For myself, it's getting into his word and it's praying. Mm-hmm. And when I lack in my relationship with Christ, it's when I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And I set it aside. Not that God's, you know, condemning you. I mean, we do get busy, but I have to make that a priority.
Yes.
You know, it has to be the beginning of my day to seek God. You know, even if you don't open your Bible, you can seek him through a devotion or seek him through prayer, but don't put the Bible aside. We need that daily. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's our spiritual food to get us through is his word. And the encouragement of others.
Yes, yes. You know, one of the, I think one of the most important parts of all of that is that when we are seeking him, we're in his presence. When we acknowledge him, we're in his presence. We're created beings to be with him for eternity, okay? He wants us to be in his presence, okay? So this is part of our eternity right now by spending time with him, acknowledging him.
Yes.
Okay, this is our eternity. And we'll just go from this world to the next one a lot smoother, a lot easier, I believe, in the sense of just knowing that he's there.
Yes.
Okay?
And, you know, earlier we talked about seasons.
Yes.
And these are seasons of seeking God's promises is that you're sowing seed. You're sowing seed to your future and to the eternity, for your eternity. And also you're sowing seeds for the others that are around you that you can touch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was reading something about, you know, sowing seeds into sin, sowing seeds into our faith. And boy, I've reaped the consequences of sowing into sin. And those things can take place. You can sow, you can reap from your bad decisions of sin and sowing into sinful lifestyle and reap that for years.
Right.
You know, and we don't want to do that. You know, we want to change that and sow into God's kingdom and sow into prayer. And that's going to produce great fruit that we can live on. And that's everything we're talking about here, seeking him, diving into him.
Mm-hmm.
And continuing to stay in his word.
Here's another one in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. In him you also, when you heard the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. So as Jesus had said to all of us, when we read it, he was talking to his disciples saying that, hey, I am going to be leaving. And when I leave this world, I'm going to leave a comforter for you, someone that you can actually be able to go to guide you through all the time when I'm not around.
Yes.
Okay? Any longer. But he's not going to show up until I leave, right? Now, yes, I know that there's other places in the Bible where it talks that, hey, the Holy Spirit showed up before, you know, he did in the book of Acts, or I should say when Jesus left. But the fact is, plain and simple, is that God is promising that he's not going to leave us.
That's right.
Right? He's not going to forsake us. You know, he's always here.
Yes.
With us, no matter what. Okay.
And as a believer, we now have the Holy Spirit that lives within us.
That's it.
And what a promise.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to do sacrifices anymore.
Yeah.
You know, he shed his blood for us.
That's right.
And, you know, those are things to come to, you know, understanding, because there's so many newer Christians out there that may not know God's promises, you know, that are like going through a challenge. And how do I hang on to this?
Yeah.
You know, how do I navigate through the day? My life is in turmoil.
Yes.
And it's getting to know God and sticking in his word and hanging on to those promises.
Amen.
You know, so there's I have here overcoming temptation, that God promises to help us overcome temptation. And I have written here, God has provided us victory over temptation. It is in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 10:13.
Mm-hmm.
No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, you will also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a choice to make at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
When temptation comes, whether we give into that temptation.
Right.
Say, oh, God will forgive me, I'll come back at it later. Well, there we're sowing seed in the sin.
Yep.
You know, his promise is that he makes the way out for us. And he does that.
In every situation.
In every situation. And we choose, you know, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to keep pressing into pornography, or am I going to take the exit out that God provides me?
Right.
And sometimes it's not like, hey, we can't look for signs like someone's going to come by and hold something up at the window. You already know what the escape route is.
Yes. It's just doing it.
It's just doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because so often we sit there and we think that we're unique in our temptations, that nobody's ever gone through this type of temptation. And the Bible is very clear right there in Corinthians, letting us know that, hey, there is no temptation that is unique to you, that hasn't been experienced by someone else.
Yes.
There's not many, at least one other person.
Yeah.
And the fact is that God is faithful. And that's what I love about it, is once again, he is there.
Yeah.
To remind us that, hey, you don't have to continue doing this sort of thing.
Yes. You know, and I look at the season in my life where God was not my focus. You know, I believed in him. I knew he was real. You know, I prayed to him, and I always refer to my popcorn prayers. But God, in his faithfulness, circles back around, and he does not forsake his children. And he continues to work in our hearts, and that is just one of his promises, you know, that he loves us so much. And that is hard for us to comprehend.
Yes. Well, there's a promise that tells us that he's going to guard our hearts. We're going to talk about that one when we come right back from this break. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
As iron sharpens iron, this is Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
I tell you, I feel like an old bear today because I love the slower pace of winter. Some of you have been as busy as a one-legged cat in a sandbox. And brothers, it's time to slow down and spend time with the family. And the very best place to gather the family is around the dining table, featuring, of course, a delicious Hempler's ham. Woo-wee! Or maybe pork and beans with some tasty Hempler's bacon cooked in it. Now, I know some of you worry about weird ingredients that some companies put in their bacon these days, but don't get your knickers in a knot. Hempler's Meats uses the finest raw ingredients available, including natural spices, and guess what? No gluten. So if you're ready to hibernate for the winter, then order your own supply of Hempler's Meats delivered right to your cave. To place your order, go to Hempler's.com.
There are a lot of frustrations in any given day, and you can't do much about most of them. But one frustration you can eliminate is unreliable or sluggish internet service. StarTouch Broadband Services is Washington State's largest microwave internet service provider. They would love to help you gain reliable, super quick internet service for your home or business. Get a free estimate from StarTouch and learn more about their services at StarTouch.com.
Owners and managers of businesses are always looking for a good way to spread the message about their product or service. Well, we invite you to try advertising on our talk shows here at faithplace.org. We have very engaged listeners, and we keep the cost of advertising super low. When you partner with us, you'll receive a commercial on each one of our shows, Band of Brothers Radio, The Debbie Chavez Show, and The Carolyn Merriman Show. And when you advertise with us, you'll not only help your business, but you'll be helping this ministry continue on. We're so excited to hear from listeners all around the world who are being inspired to put their trust in Jesus Christ. For more information about advertising on our talk shows, simply email info@faithplace.org. Yep, that's info@faithplace.org.
Pastor's wife and wives ministry leader, Debbie Chavez, isn't afraid to tackle difficult topics.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
And even when he fails, ladies, because he's going to fail just like we fail sometimes. We stumble, we get messed up, stumble into sin or whatever. In that moment, when you feel like, condemning him and saying how disgusted you are in him and all those things that we naturally want to do, what if you were to be very intentional and strategic in that moment and remind him that that stumble, that failure doesn't define him, and that God is using this incident to teach him something and to make him an even stronger and better man, and that you're with him, just all those kinds of words that speak life instead of death to your guy. It's just huge. It's just huge.
The Debbie Chavez Show, podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
There's a cross as made. The cross as
All right, Philippians chapter 4, here we go. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So right there, all of a sudden, we're being protected, okay? We're going to be protected. He said, don't be anxious. Don't worry about those things. Don't worry about anything, he said. But in everything, go through prayer and supplication, okay? Coming to the Lord and letting him know your heart, okay? And giving him thanks, for everything that's taking place. So you're asking for things. You're giving him thanks for things, even the things you don't have yet.
Yes.
Or you think you don't have. You start giving him thanks for those, and guess what? You're going to realize it's already in your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was Philippians
chapter 4.
Yes. And,
yep.
And that is such a great scripture to pray.
Yes.
Because I'll find myself anxious at times, and I'm like, all stirred up, all worked up, and, what am I going to do? And then I'm thinking, this is not where God wants me to be.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want my heart to be all anxious. And I'll go back, I'll bend my heart down to the Lord, and I'll pray that verse and ask the Lord, give me your peace in this anxious situation.
Yes.
Because that's not where he wants to be. And if I don't find that peace, I'll go back and pray and ask again.
Yes.
Yes. And eventually I'll look back and I'll go, The Lord gave me his peace in that. And it, all of a sudden it's gone.
Yes.
And it's in his hands, and you're not taking on that responsibility that's out of your control.
Yes. In verse 19 of that same chapter in Philippians, he says, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus."
Yes.
So you know what? This is a promise in continuing to seek him, asking for a supplication. One thing that I want to be clear on these things, a lot of these promises, they don't come. I mean, what's the catch to these?
To me, it's praying.
It's actually just being obedient.
Yeah.
It's being obedient to our Lord. It's loving him. You know, when we're being obedient to him, we're loving him. So the more that we want to be able to love him, okay? Because if we have, again, sin in our lives, that especially is conscious sin. We're not talking about that, oops, I just looked at that woman, you know, lustfully, I just sinned. No, I could ask for forgiveness and turn away from that sort of thing. That's not the sin we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that we're consciously aware, deliberately, okay, intentionally sinning, okay, knowing that, okay, I can be this person right now, but later on for a period of time in my day, I'm going to be that person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work just to go to church on Sunday and, you know,
Somewhere along the line, I've got to realize or start to question myself, have I really submitted to him? Have I really given him all of me?
Right.
Or did I really just hold back on that sort of thing?
Yeah.
And that's where we have opportunity to be able to do that sort of thing at any given time. This is about this relationship between you and him. Okay?
Yep, absolutely. Well, one of the other promises that I have here is that God promises to deliver us, promises us deliverance and protection. Mm-hmm. God has promised protection from harm and danger. It is in the Bible in Psalm 91, 4 and 6.
Amen.
He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and bunker. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lay waste at noonday.
Yes.
And following that, he gives us the promises about fear. God has promised us deliverance from that. In Psalm 34, verse 4, I sought the Lord and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears.
Mm-hmm.
And just by, you know, David here, seeking him, he sought the Lord. You know, he kept pressing in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe these are tools that the Lord uses. You know, we say when God is in control.
Yes.
These are tools that I believe he wants to use in our life to bring our focus to him so that we will seek him out.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If we're in a fearful situation, I don't believe it's God trying to punish us. It's a tool to say, hey, turn to me, look to me.
Yes.
You know, I can give you that peace.
Yes.
And that hope, you know, that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's where, you know, a lot of things we go through are designed to turn our attention back to the Lord.
Yes.
You know, because I'll sit there and go, boy, God, why am I going through this?
Yes.
You know, why isn't this happening the way I would like it to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed not to go your way. It's designed to bring you to the Lord and to have your focus and attention on him.
And so often we don't realize how often that we are actually drawn away from seeking the Lord. Okay. Jesus talks about in John 10:10. He says, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Okay. And that's where most of us sit there and say, okay, yeah, that's all about the enemy. But, you know, the rest of the verse is where the promise comes in. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, okay? To give us life to the full, better than what we could ever imagine, because we haven't lived life to the full until we have that relationship with him, okay? We may think, yes, there are moments of happiness when we've got control of our lives and thinking that there are certain things that take place. Can we make things happen? We make a lot of things happen, but we don't make them work, okay? There's only one that makes them work. All right. But that fulfillment of knowing that that we're going to have life the way that is, I mean, it's better than the way we can ever see it.
Yes. Yeah.
Or imagine it. That's coming only through that relationship with him.
Yeah. Okay? And all the promises of God's from God are contrary to what, you know, Satan is out there doing.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know. And how you balance that and how do you discern that is that, you know, Satan is full of doubt, despair, division, defeat, distrust, distraction, disputes, disenchantment, devouring, demands, divorce. I mean, all these things, you know, are contrary to God's promises. And God, his promises are to lift us out of the doubt and the despair and to give us a hope and an encouragement. And that's just, you know, also it comes in time. It comes in his time. And to you know, learn those promises. But that's why we're here, is to share those and to encourage one another and to give us a hope, you know, for our Lord.
Yes. You know, one of the ones in 2 Corinthians even mentions promises of God, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, okay? It says, "For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter amen to God for his glory." Okay? So that, you know, so that everything that we do, when we are seeking what he wants us to have, what he wants us to be seeking, you know, that's ultimately what we're going to be getting, is finding the yes in him. Okay? He says, "Yes, I want abundance for you. Yes, I want protection for you. Yes, I want fulfillment for your life. Yes, I want you to be able to love your family. Yes, I want you to be able to love your wife. Yes, I want you to be able to seek me and know that I am never going to leave you nor forsake you." Okay? And that only comes through as a result of us seeking him and putting that seal of amen or amen on it, right?
Yes,
at the very end, whenever his word is spoken.
And, you know, and working with God is like a relationship. If you're married out there, you know, with your wife, you have to work in your relationship with the Lord. And as you would with your wife, you have to, you know, go to him in prayer and seek him. And so there's, you know, it comes to mind, and I have to share this, is that I picture, you know, Jesus on his knees in the garden and going to the Lord. And that's where his relationship started, was through prayer and seeking him and his promises. What do you got there?
Well, one thing here in John 14, this is one that gives us that hope of what is yet to come. Mm-hmm. Okay. "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be." And you know what? That is like, hey, he's got a place. He's preparing it for us. Better than what we could ever imagine.
Yes.
You know? Place that has many mansions, that means we're going to get a room somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's in the basement. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know? Whatever it takes. But he's got something prepared for us individually, each one of us. Okay? And he mentions that in John 14.
Yeah, and I have in John 5, verses 28 and 29, and this is God's promises about a second coming and resurrection. "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which you are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have gone, who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." And, you know, we have, like you're saying in John 14, you know, we know that the Lord's coming back because his word states that it is. You look at the events of what's taking place in the world, and God promises he's coming back. You know, when is that going to happen? We don't know exactly. But that, our hope is, and our future is in the Lord and his promises.
Amen. You know, in Revelation 22, he says, "The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price." And in verse 20, he finishes it off with saying, "He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen."
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Hey, great topic, brother.
Hey, thanks.
Nice job. How about you pray for our brothers who are listening?
All right. Well, Father, we thank you for this day. We know one of your promises, God, is that you will wipe away our tears. And so we just, we know we have a hope in you, and we thank you for that, Lord. And I just pray for the men out there that you touch them today and bless them, encourage them, and fill their hearts with increasing faith, Lord. And we pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you, brother. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.